The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
This is The Hard Shoulder, Kieran Cuddihy with you until 7 o'clock. Now, the UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson has said he has taken full responsibility for the revelations that have come out of the Sue Gray report. This is the report carried out by the senior civil servant Sue Gray into so-called parties that were happening at Downing Street during lockdown. Here is Boris Johnson in the House of Commons earlier.
This is not to mitigate or to extenuate. I had no knowledge of those subsequent proceedings because I simply wasn't there. And I have been as surprised and disappointed as anyone else in this House as the revelations have unfolded. And frankly, Mr. Speaker, I have been appalled by some of the behaviour, particularly in the treatment of the security and the cleaning staff. And I would like to apologise to those members of staff. And I expect anyone who behaved in that way to apologise to them as well.
Yes, Boris Johnson speaking in the House of Commons today. I mean, who hasn't had a number of parties in your house only to find out about it in the media later and be so surprised? Enda Brady is a media consultant and journalist. Enda, what do we know? What was in this report?
So, Kieran, we've waited 5 months for this. It runs to 37 pages. Sue Gray is a very senior civil servant, very respected around Westminster, and she was the woman Boris Johnson turned to investigate all of the parties which he said were not parties, which he definitely didn't attend, and she's now published her report. We've had to wait for it because in between the Metropolitan Police got involved and they issued 126 fines, making number 10 Downing Street the most fined property in the UK for COVID breaches. So that in itself was a shocking statistic. What's in this report today, I think what a lot of people will be interested in reading it tonight online or in the newspapers tomorrow, is the detail. Vomiting, wine spilt on walls, one altercation between two members of staff, security and cleaning staff being badly treated. Just all the kind of little tidbits of what went on at these parties. The Prime Minister has come out and said that any of the bad behaviour happened when he wasn't there or when he left. But nevertheless, it has happened on his watch at number 10 Downing Street, the home of the UK government, and a lot of critics will be saying that the culture comes from the top down, that people behave like this because he encouraged it.
Yeah, not everything happened when he wasn't there. He's literally in photographs.
Yes, toasting people. And this, you have to remember, the pictures that have been leaked to the newspapers, to ITV News in particular, he's toasting a guy, they're having a leaving party, they're consuming alcohol, there's at least 8 bottles of wine I could count there. He's got fizz in his hand. There's a half-empty bottle of gin gone already. This was during lockdown number 2. He had just put England back into the strictest form of lockdown. I couldn't have had you around my house for a cup of tea or coffee, never mind a party. And this was what the Prime Minister was doing. So I think his critics tonight will be rightly angry. He will keep going. It's what he does. He's not going to resign. I mean, you need moral courage and fibre to do that. And critics would say Boris Johnson, and that those words never appear in the same sentence.
Edwina Curry is with us as well, the former Conservative Party MP. Edwina, I mean, the DUP said it's the tyre tracks on their backs from the bus that Boris Johnson threw them under. It looks like he's doing the same thing again. It's everyone else's fault. I was appalled as you were.
Well, I'm not going to excuse any of the parties that went on in Downing Street, but today's report, I think it's got some tittle-tattle in it. It's got some WhatsApp messages. It does rather fairly, I think, and firmly put the finger on some very senior civil servants, particularly the Prime Minister's principal private secretary, who runs his office and who is a civil servant, a non-political appointee, who was sending out some of the invitations and sent out one email that said, I think we got away with that. And you think, pardon me? If that guy had been working for me when I was a government minister, he'd have been out the door an awful lot quicker. But I think the general feeling is, do you know what? It's just, there's nothing new about this. You're just going over the same old ground. There's an awful lot that's so much more important to talk about. You've mentioned one issue like Northern Ireland. Other issues that come to mind are, for example, people paying their gas bill, what's happening in Ukraine, worries about the price of bread because fuel and both fuel and grain are not getting out of important parts of the world. There's a whole host of much
The fact that the UK is on the
issues.
Precipice of going into recession because Brexit has been such an absolute disaster. Maybe that.
We are not going into recession. We are not going into recession. In April, households spent exactly the same as they spent in April the previous year. They're having to cut back. They're having to make choices. But we are not going into recession. I tell you what, so, there's still loads of jobs
You're comparing April of lockdown in 2021 with April of freedom in 2022.
Yes, that's what I'm saying to you is that people have had to make all sorts of
it's
choices.
It's apples and oranges, and it's a pointless comparison.
No,
the fact is,
I'm wrong, Edwina.
The UK is not going into recession. Great Britain is. Northern Ireland is booming because they're in the single market.
Oh, nonsense. Honestly, if you start to believe all that, you'll believe every fairy story that's going. That's nonsense.
Numbers. If I start to believe numbers. Statistics.
And in any case, the whole of Europe and much of the Western world is facing increased prices of fuel, of gas, particularly those parts of the world that are dependent on imports, as for example, Northern Ireland was dependent on coal from Russia, and other parts of the world are dependent in that way, and it's pushing up international prices. These are much more important issues. Much more important issues than what might have happened in Downing Street a couple of years ago. You and I actually agree on that, I'm quite sure.
Well, we might agree on what's more important than a few parties in Downing Street. I'm not sure we agree on the difference between an increasing cost of living and supply chains and the fact that the statistics do tell us that Northern Ireland as an economy is booming compared to the rest of the UK, which is slipping into recession. And you can stick your head in the sand all you want, but it is happening. Enda, is that what the country should be talking about? Do people care? Oh, we seem to have lost.
Let me just remind you.
Yeah.
You know, I've got two economics degrees and I used to teach the subject. Let me remind you what a recession is. A recession is two successive quarters of a drop in growth. Right? We had a drop in growth in March. That's it. So we haven't had two successive quarters. The United Kingdom at the moment is not in recession. It may well be in future, as indeed might Ireland, as might Germany, as might many other countries, and for much the same reason.
I never accused you of not understanding this. I accused you of being misleading on it. You know full well that Brexit is pushing the UK economy closer and closer to recession.
I don't. We're not seeing that at all. That's absolutely not what we're seeing in this country. I tell you what, come across to this part of the world. Come across. I will conduct you round. You can make your own judgments. One of the things that's damaged much of the economy in this country, as in other countries, has been the effect of lockdown, particularly on areas that are affected by tourism. That's got nothing to do with the EU, right? In fact, we've got people queuing up to want to go on holiday. We've got a whole host of really good things happening. What we really need to do is to try and sort out with as much dispatch as possible what is happening in Eastern Europe, what's happening with Putin's war in Ukraine. The United Kingdom is supporting that effort, the Ukrainians, with billions and billions of pounds of effort. If that puts it into recession, I think that's a price worth paying.
Oh, that's
I'm
great.
Not sure
that's
exactly
great.
What
so,
the
so,
Irish
so now you
doing,
might so but, now you might be well, going into recession, but it's because you're so generous. This is brilliant.
I don't think we're going into recession. I don't see any evidence of it. Anyway, why would you feel so happy about that? You know,
I wouldn't. It would be absolutely terrible. It would be a catastrophe for this island, absolutely, if the UK went into recession. It's why I think you're right. We will agree on that. It's something we should be talking about. Edwina, we will talk again, I'm sure. Thanks a million for your time. Edwina Curry is a former Conservative Party MP. Stay with us.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.